Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Reporting Depp v. Heard. My name is Nick Wallace and I am very, very cold. Outside Fairfax County Court, it's blowy. The temperature is nothing like it was at the weekend, so I'm not going to spend too long telling you what's coming up over the course of this episode, other than to say that we finally got Johnny Depp in court. Just under 3 hours of testimony from him. Very different to the UK courts. He gets to basically tell his life story without much in the way of challenge, a few soft questions lobbed at him. So we heard about his upbringing, the abuse he suffered from his mother. And we then heard about how he got famous. We heard about his substance abuse. We heard how about he got really, really famous when Pirates of the Caribbean came on the scene in the early 2000s. And we heard how he met Amber Heard and fell into a relationship with her. To debrief us on all of that is Becca, a very lovely lady who I met 7 days ago in the queue to get into court. And so I decided that the best thing to do was sit down on a freezing cold park bench with her and go through the afternoon's events.
You got your money's worth today, didn't you, Becca? Tell me about the whole experience of finally seeing Johnny Depp on the stand.
He seems super sweet and kind, and they're definitely character building right now as their portion of his testimony, and they're telling about his life. And in fact, someone sneezed in the courtroom, and he paused and said, "Bless you." And it was just the cutest little, you know, polite gesture. He's such a gentleman, you know.
I was astounded because in the UK system, you go in there, you don't get the character building, you get the cross-examination straight away, tell me how long you've been beating your wife style questions.
Right.
Whereas this was very much, tell me about your childhood, tell me about how you met Amber Heard. What did you, what struck out from you from that testimony? Because I thought the love story, the beginning of that love story with Amber Heard was something that I don't think we've heard before properly, was it?
Oh, well, I've heard a majority of it just because I've followed a lot of his interviews and other things. But I definitely do believe that he really, truly loved her and she matched his personality at the time, whether she did it in a manipulative way or in a genuine way. She and him shared a lot in common at the beginning, and that intrigued him. So, you know, I don't know. I felt it was a genuine, like, he loved her, and that does look good to the jury, in my opinion. It you know, he's not starting off on the stands with anger and hate and disgust. I mean, he's you can see even in his facial expressions when he's recalling those sweet moments and sweet gestures she used to do, like, he really truly felt those things.
And he came up with some good lines, like, you know, one moment you're Cinderella and then 0.6 seconds later you're Quasimodo.
Yeah. That's how he speaks. But I loved that he said that because it's very true. I don't know if it's like this overseas, but in America, cancel culture goes hardcore. All somebody has to do is utter anything about somebody else, and automatically we don't even ask for evidence or proof. Like, automatically in America, people are like, "Oh my God, he did something."
So what was it you heard today that was new to you?
New to me, specific details about his childhood. The nicknames his mom called him and his siblings, or hurling a cigarette ashtray, you know, at him, and like the volatility that he had to go through. I mean, I understood abuse, which to me would be, you know, you get beaten with a belt and there's blacks and blues. But I mean, it sounds like it was much worse. She was throwing things and, you know.
Yeah, it does sound an extraordinarily difficult upbringing. In terms of his manner, he was very slow to the witness box. He was very ponderous and mumbling and unsure to start with. He seemed to find his rhythm eventually. But he was much slower to me than the character that I saw in the witness box in London 2 years ago. He looks like he's a bit heavier as well.
You know, I think he's tired, but it's so important to him that he clear his name, and yet he needs to tell his truth, you know?
I mean, I must admit, I can't wait for him to be cross-examined, because that's what I'm used to, and I want to see him challenged, because this was essentially a free hit for him this afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it was.
No,
I mean, he got to tell his own story and shape it the way he wants to.
It's character building, for sure. Character assassination is very popular when you're being cross-examined, obviously. And so they're trying to you know, build the blocks of him and hopefully not be able to assassinate his character.
I mean, one thing I have to say I was delighted by was the fact that he wasn't constantly interrupted. There were a few objections, but it hasn't been like with all the other witnesses. I don't know why that's happening. I presume they're going to do the same to Amber Heard. They're going to leave her alone and let her tell her story.
What's interesting is there, you know, and I'm on Johnny's side, so forgive me for saying this, but there were a lot of moments of hearsay coming from him that
other witnesses wouldn't have been allowed to get away
with.
Yeah,
and that made me a little bit curious, but at the same time, I'm hoping, or I don't even know. I'm not hoping, but I just, respect to me on both sides is important. It's like playing a game of chess. There are certain rules, and if one side is doing something, the other side should be allowed to do something as well. So I do hope for fairness, although, again, I'm Team Johnny.
Don't forget, if you haven't already signed up to the newsletter, you can find it at reportingdepvher.net/newsletter. There's a website there with links to all the various activities that are going on around this trial. Tomorrow we're going to have Johnny Depp on the stand again. At some point his examination will finish, and then he will be rather more robustly cross-examined by Amber Heard's counsel, who will no doubt spend a lot of time dwelling on his drug abuse and the text that he sent, and of course the alleged violence and sexual violence towards Amber Heard. It's going to be an interesting couple of days. Do come back to Reporting Depp v Heard for more after the close of day's play tomorrow.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is Reporting Depp v Heard.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Host Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.